finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Did you ever think that we would live in a day when all of the Democrats, liberals, would have daily meltdowns? Well, we continue to see the victories across the airwaves, and it is wonderful to hear all of them lose their minds on a daily basis. It's going to get worse for them as we get closer to a takedown of evil. I believe it's going to happen. Stay in prayer. Here we go. You don't want to miss this today.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Major Garrett. We're coming on the air with breaking news from the Supreme Court, where the justices have just ruled on whether former President Donald Trump has absolute or qualified immunity for conduct involving his official acts during his time in the presidency.
And there they are screaming once again. You remember that person? They use her in memes all the time, obviously having a meltdown, because they can't believe that President Trump once again has escaped free of their takedown. The evil ones have tried everything they can to, you know, convict him. Of course, we've got our shirts, the convicted felon shirts. I'm voting for a convicted felon this November. We actually received a photo, you're looking at it there, of a dad walking with "I'm voting for a convicted felon" shirt from And We Know. You guys get that at andweknow.com. Here's just a reminder of one of our great videos that we have for that.
The left can praise George Floyd, a 9-time convicted criminal, and build a statue in his name, then I can vote for Donald Trump, the convicted felon. If the left can forgive Bill Clinton for cheating on his wife, then I can vote for Donald Trump, a convicted felon.
I just absolutely love that. I love playing it, and the reminder, the convicted felon continues to be what we call the Great MAGA King. That's right. The return of the Great MAGA King was posted on Truth Social by President Trump. It's amazing because Stephen King, the reverse and the opposite of MAGA King, is out there posting all kinds of weird stuff. On June 25th, he said Trump is going to lose. Prepare for it. And, of course, you fast forward to July 2nd. If Donald wins, you may call him King Trump the First. He'll like that. Sometimes you can't tell them the truth. You must show them all of these things playing out daily. Man, they just have a hard time with it all. Check out the MSDNC wondering what's going to happen next as President Trump continues to push forward against these evil ones.
Well, Donald Trump, Peter Baker, is expressing support for holding televised military tribunals against former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney. The former president reposted this image on his Truth Social account on Sunday. It reads, quote, "Liz Cheney is guilty of treason. Re-truth if you want televised military tribunals." In response, Cheney wrote on X, quote, "Donald is the type of, this is the type of thing that demonstrates yet again that you are not a stable adult and you are not fit for office." Of course, we've had that conversation, Peter Baker, about, all those who are calling for Joe Biden to step down, worried about his fitness and just letting all of this go by. It's not that let it go by, but they don't make it like a call for him to step down and a call for Americans to look at his fitness. We'll put that aside for a second. And I ask you, should Donald Trump be taken seriously about his threats? Can we look at his first or second campaign and the promises he made and then the things that he followed through on and draw to that as knowing that his pattern would be the answer is yes?
That's right. The storm is coming, and it's great to see these folks on these liberal stations. Many that tune into these are probably wondering what in the world's going on as they continue to face these losses day in and day out. Of course, memes continue to be posted by Dan Scavino Jr. One of these that Grasshopper caught was this walk into the helicopter. with this amazing step count. So as you play this, and you're if you're listening in, President Trump is walking into, as he was president of the United States, with the Marine saluting him, walking into his helicopter for the president of the United States, and watch how many steps he takes here. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It goes all the way up to the number, you guessed it, 17 steps, and then he has to go up plus steps. That's amazing. They continue to send this to comms. I've been following these. They've been playing out for all of us. Lisa May showed us this clip posted at 3:05 in which the President of the United States reminds us this is our home. And if you look at the timestamp posting at 3:05 p.m., you're looking at that there on your screen. You go to the cue drop 3:05, and there's a reminder on 3:05. You're looking at your screen. All the way down, it says, this is your land, this is your home, and it's your voice that matters the most. So speak up, be heard, and fight for the change you've been waiting for your entire life. Check this clip out.
2024, it's our final battle. We're either going to have a country greater than ever before, or we're not going to have a country at all. And we're ready for it. Are we ready?
Are you ready? Here we go. Oh, yeah. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture.
You must never forget this nation does not belong to them. This nation belongs to you. This is your home, this is your heritage, and our American liberty is your God-given right. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got?
Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. Does that make more sense now? Your land, your home, your voice that matters most. We've been speaking up here. You guys have been doing your job, of course, playing this out day in and day out for many years. We've been through quite a bit together, haven't we? And as we move through this evil plan that they've put together to destroy our country, we continue to watch them have meltdowns. So check this out. Democratic Representative Zoe Lofgren. What she says, when the SCOTUS actually took care of our president and many other great decisions, she's having a hard time with the Supreme Court.
I guess, you know, theoretically, President Biden, acting within the scope of his official duties, could dispatch the military to take out the conservative justices on the court, and he'd be immune.
How about that? Take out the three Supreme Court justices. She's calling for the assassination of human beings. That's how evil these people get. And of course, Mark Elias says, how bad was today's Supreme Court decision? If reelected, Trump could assassinate his political opponents as long as he cited a statute or constitutional provision for doing so. We are in real danger. Interesting, right? Because we're hearing from Mark Elias that Trump could put assassinations together of political opponents. Yet, what do they call for in the left? They're calling for the assassination of Supreme Court justices. And of course, as this continues to play out, the mainstream media playing the games that they play with the CIA agent, I believe, on the far right here. That's what I call them, because they're well-trained and versed in trying to put into the minds that President Trump is dangerous for our society. And watch how they play this out when talking with Steve Bannon.
Some of those who served Trump and crossed him say they're worried. Stephanie Grisham, who was the communications director, the press secretary, communications director for chief of staff for the first lady.
You're not talking about people like that. That's ridiculous.
She says that she's worried about being charged with treason, that she disappeared someday.
That's absurd. I'm talking about people in positions of authority. For instance,
Andrew McCabe, the former deputy, he says he might have to leave the country.
He ought to be very worried. He's definitely going to be investigated. So is Comey. So is Esper. I believe Milley will. Look at what happened in
Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs.
Yes,
staff.
Because look at the we don't know what conversations he had outside the military chain of command when he's chairman of the Joint Chiefs, when he talked to the Chinese, when he talked to Nancy Pelosi. We have to investigate all that. If you haven't done anything, you shouldn't worry.
Well, they're worried because Trump and you are talking about retribution. You're talking
It's not retribution at all. First off,
those were his words, not my words. Your retribution.
And what he says by retribution, he said, like he said last night on the debate stage, his retribution is a very successful, more successful second term. What we're saying is we want justice. We want to have full investigations, and then if criminal charges come up, then criminal charges come up.
I mean, you made a promise on your show, as you said, that the attorney general will be in prison.
100%.
So you're not just talking about investigation. Is Bill Barr on the retribution list?
I think Bill Barr has to be investigated. Not retribution. You keep talking retribution.
Well, no, why you start because Trump said retribution.
Justice.
And you said retribution.
Justice. It's justice.
So, Bill Barr needs to be investigated.
Bill Barr needs to
go to prison with Merrick Garland?
I didn't say that.
Well, I'm asking
I didn't say that. We have to see. I'm not going to prejudge somebody. We have to see.
So Bill Barr could be going to prison.
It's not retribution. It's justice.
Trump. It's called justice. And this news anchor, this trained agent, continues to throw the word out, retribution, over and over and over again. It's great because they continue to quote President Trump, who said the word retribution, which what? Stays in the minds of these people. They use those words, they capitalize on them, and they think it's going to work. But here's the problem. Too many people are now on the side of President Trump, and they're sick and tired of watching these evil ones that were called out by Steve Bannon, who never face investigation. The folks that are investigated are the ones who are standing up for our country. President Trump, one of them, they go after over and over again. Folks that had nothing to do with J6, they go after. Folks who are out there doing their podcasts, they're trying to shut them down. Social media sites that were telling the truth. Doctors who were telling us about COVID and the injections and how dangerous they were, shutting them down. These evil ones continue to have power. And then when they're in trouble, when they realize, oh my goodness, President Trump's going to get in and he's going to have retribution. No, he's going to do a great job for our country. And part of that will be investigations that are properly done into these people who did nothing but terrorize us day in and day out. As the popularity continues to grow for President Trump, Dan Scavino Jr. posted this: Trump crushes Joe Biden in new CNN poll. 49% for President Trump, 43% for this strange creature called Biden. What's interesting is that match at 12:44 matches thousands of people are on the streets. 12:44 is the 12:44 post, cheering and hugging each other, jumping up and down and honking their horns. Things happen so quickly. It's amazing. Even more so would be the 43% and 49%. Put those together, 43-49, you have George Soros, who said, destroying America will be the culmination of my life's work. He said that. It was posted on the Intel board. And for 43-49, we hear nobody escapes this. Nobody. And it just so happens, July 3rd, the post that we're looking at now, I'm off to save the world, aren't you coming, President Trump? And he happens to be standing in front of that wonderful helicopter for the President of the United States. All of this playing in and day out. They're after us. They're after you. They're getting tired and tired and tired, and they continue to get beat down, but they're not going down without a fight. They're trying to destroy us with the climate change hoax. They're trying to destroy us by pushing electric vehicles, solar power. They're trying all they can to destroy our freedoms, everywhere we go, our money, taxation, and so much more. And the other thing they continue to do is push hard to ensure that the food we eat is tainted. Many have been showing clips that they want to put the mRNA injection inside the meat lately. Yeah, that's been floating around. They've been injecting all types of strange chemicals in our food for so many years. and it gets really old. And I tell you, we need support in this area, and we've got the thing for you. So especially when you walk in and you see the ground beef. It's time to say goodbye to that store-bought ground beef. Unlike the watery, bland ground beef often treated with carbon monoxide using modified atmosphere packaging and made from byproducts of thousands of cows, Parker Pastures has high-quality ground beef. You can go to the description box below and get you this ground beef today. It's amazing. They're 100% grass-fed and grass-finished. This beef comes exclusively from cattle that have grazed diverse pastures throughout their entire lives. There's no grains, no antibiotics, no growth hormones, just beef the way God intended on grass, so you can feed your family the highest quality beef without fear or what's in it. It's nutrient dense. Parker Pastures has the cattle graze on a diverse menu of nutrient-rich plants, resulting in meat that's a powerhouse of essential nutrients, from omega-3 fatty acids to all of these vitamins A and E and B and more. And they have a 90 out of 10 lean ratio. That's right. From hearty burgers to savory meatballs and flavorful tacos, their 90 to 10 lean ratio ground beef is a versatile ingredient, caters to various recipes. So why don't you go in the description box below, place your order now, and prepare to savor the difference with Parker Pastures with every mouth-watering bite. You don't want to miss it. Check it out today.
Can you explain how, if Donald Trump even slightly pushes the envelope on this, which we know he will totally push the envelope, what this could look like in terms of, I mean, there are not going to be people around him who say, listen, I don't have immunity. I can't do that. That's not going to be the reality.
At all, in the way that you described him coming into office before, is accurate. He didn't think he'd win. He surrounded himself with people that he thought looked the part and might be good at the job that turned out to be restraints on his power. The lesson he learned from that is get rid of all restraints. Make sure you only have loyalists working for you at the cabinet level, inside the White House, but also in the bowels of government. Make sure that anybody like a McConnell, a Liz Cheney, a Paul Ryan, anybody who has institutional power that could thwart you, get rid of them. They're gone. All of them. There's going to be no person in a position of power in Congress, especially if Republicans win the majority in the House or Senate, who you would say is a Trump critic that would put the brakes on the work that he would do. He's not going to have any of those people around him. Before, there's people inside of institutions of the government that most people haven't even heard of that could slow things down, gum things up. No, they know where those positions are now. They have all kinds of organizations outside of the campaign that are making sure they have the right people in place. Not only that, they're making sure that they have the legal argument for when they take these moves, that they could take it to the court and win. The courts have shown a proclivity towards siding with a lot of the stuff that Trump has wanted to do. So there won't be restraint. So what can he do with it? Even the things I just outlined there, he's going to think about using the military in a way he hasn't in the past. The Justice Department, throughout history, it's not necessarily written into the Constitution that there has to be this huge level of independence, but through tradition and through operation, it has been an independent agency. He's been very clear. There's not going to be an independent agency. He's going to have a loyalist as attorney general. The attorney general is going to get rid of anybody in the Justice Department that they see as a threat to his power. They're going to get rid of the cases that he has. He's going to start cases probably against the Biden family. He's been very clear in his own words. He's going to use that to go after his own critics. Yesterday on True Social, he's liking and following these social media posts that talk about creating military tribunals for Liz Cheney, for Mitch McConnell. Might be hyperbole, might not, but certainly shows you the direction that he wants to go. And again, there's nothing that I've said in this segment that he has not said or that his people haven't said.
Why are they so worried? If they did nothing wrong, why are they so concerned that he would have investigations? Some truth to what he's saying. Of course, they're making it look like Trump's going to go after people who haven't done anything wrong. They've committed serious crimes, treason. They know the game is over. All the things that they've done, it's going to come back like a boomerang. It's going to cause them all types of trouble. President Trump said total exoneration. It is clear that the Supreme Court's brilliantly written and historic decision ends all of crooked Joe Biden's witch hunts against me, including the White House and Department of Justice-inspired civil hoaxes in New York. All of these unfair charges represent the worst level of election interference ever seen in our country's long and storied history. It must be understood that I was totally and completely innocent from the beginning of this giant and highly illegal scam, long before the Supreme Court's decision was released. The impact of the immunity ruling is a loud and clear signal for justice in the United States. I'm proud to be an American. Nancy Pelosi, of course, had a hard time with this. Today, the Supreme Court has gone rogue with its decision, violating the foundational American principle that no one is above the law. The former president's claim of total presidential immunity is an insult to the vision of our founders who declared independence from a king. There's that word used once again. It makes me wonder when they keep using this word, king. It makes you wonder if they are not being written by the White Hats. The Supreme Court placed itself on trial with this decision, and its credibility has been further diminished in the eyes of all those who believe in the rule of law. Oh, we wouldn't have fun if we didn't have another Nancy Pelosi clip, would we? President Trump said, of course, July 1st, crazy Nancy Pelosi, who the other day was exposed by her daughter, a filmmaker, as being fully responsible for the lack of security on January 6th, is, in my opinion, more cognitively impaired than Joe Biden. I just watched her do an interview, and she was way off. Additionally, she is suffering from Trump derangement syndrome, sometimes referred to as TDS, and her case is terminal. She is a sick puppy. And always has been. Isn't that amazing? Using the dog comms, for many of you that follow the dog comms, we always wonder when they mention a dog if something has happened to that dog. Remember, these seems to be code words when they say the dog or puppy, or they give or show pictures of dogs. The other thing interesting is he mentions not only a puppy, he mentions terminal. Huh. Is there some code there? Anybody think they know? Well, below the video, let us know in the comments below and how you think this is playing out for her. None of this is making sense. Pelosi's tripling down on Biden, even after being told by the media that 72% of voters think Biden can't run the White House because his mind doesn't work. Watch this clip.
Presentation. So this is a dangerous person as opposed to a person who, again, saved our country from COVID. The first bill we passed, shots in the arms, money in pocket, people in jobs, children in school. This president, with his denial and,
Madam Speaker,
delay, caused people to die.
Yeah, and I completely understand what you're doing, and you are making the arguments that you are hoping that Democratic voters listen to about why Donald Trump is bad and shouldn't be put back in the White House. But the reality is there are still a lot of concerns that Joe Biden is the person to get you to that point, to making sure that Donald Trump is not back in there. No. What is your reaction to that poll? 72% of voters say they don't think that the president is fit mentally or cognitively to be president.
Well, what do they think about the other guy? Do they think that he has the integrity to be president after that performance? Let us not make a judgment about a presidency on one debate. Let's talk about what it means to people in their lives. And that's why you're not seeing much change in the polls on this. The difference between Joe Biden and the former president is so clear. If you are a woman and you care about your reproductive freedom and your health, and women do, you see a complete difference between enforce a woman's right to choose on the part of Joe Biden and a ban on abortion with the other guy. If you care about job creation in America, 15 million more jobs created by Joe Biden, the worst job performance record since Herbert Hoover for the other guy.
They're doubling down for Joe. It's so fun to watch. Why would the Dems put all their hopes on Joe Biden when they know 2024 Trump retribution run is becoming more and more inevitable? they clearly have something up their sleeve, or we really are witnessing a Democrat Party implosion akin to a false flag. Joe Biden has done more for the awakening than most could dream of. If they really could, if they really do not replace him, then the Democrat Party is completely messed up. Nancy drunkenly telling us Biden can save us and saved us from COVID. So don't worry about this cognitive disabilities. We're doing just fine. These actors are just so good. And of course, while that's playing out, it's not making sense because of the tripling down from Pelosi. But here's what's happening on Communist News Network.
M is breaking, Jake. Top Democratic leaders, former administration officials, current administration officials, major donors are all telling us privately, and now we're hearing it publicly, that they think that President Biden needs to step aside for the good of the party, for the good of the country. A couple of things they're saying. They do not think the debate was just a one-off event. They think that there is a health problem. They also say you cannot unsee the debate. They're worried, obviously, because of Donald Trump, who they see as an existential threat to democracy, but they're also worried about down-ballot races, losing the House and the Senate.
So you see it? Can you imagine, folks, if Biden and Jill, they continue to fight and say, no, we're staying here. We don't care what you guys tell us. And maybe, just maybe, I'm just throwing this in there just for a thought, but just say he's an actor with a mask on, and they're all saying, look, we want you to go, and they're in there saying, no, we're not leaving. We're doing just fine. And they start crumbling and freaking out and panicking if they're actually not part of the show, and they go into panic mode so much they start making bigger mistakes, and we watch them implode, and it would be wonderful. Part of that implosion would be maybe how they do this guy's makeup. I mean, if you look at this mask, he's about as orange as you can get. Dan Scavino showed President Trump spraying him with some orange coloring all over his face, in case you're not looking at your screen. That's old Biden there, guys, and he looks about as orange as you can get. Jake Tapper said breaking sources, Democratic governors held a call yesterday afternoon, just governors, no staff, no one from campaign or White House, organized by Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota. On the call, the Democrat governors expressed concern about what's going on with the president. They know if they come forward publicly with concern, that likely will cause Biden to dig in more. They were also surprised none of them had heard from him. Interesting. Again, how is this all playing out? Why did Jake Tapper leak that information? Why did they give him permission to do that? It's only to send comms to the people. Obviously, they're in big, big trouble. Moving ahead, even with that, Jill Biden vows to not give up on Joe after this disastrous debate. New York Post, there you're looking at something that they feel as Jill swans for Vogue, right? She went on Vogue. The cover that Biden should have done is vague, V-A-G-U-E. Jill Biden answers questions for her husband. Five ways to explain away a bad night. Yeah, rubber sole shoes, how to beat Medicare. All of this playing out and more. Members of the Biden family privately lambasted the president's top advisors while at Camp David today, putting the blame on them for Biden's poor performance at the debate. Biden's family is now demanding Joe fire or demote his top campaign staffers. This is what scorched earth looks like. The Biden world is in total chaos right now. And we're loving it. If you look at this from Proud Elephant, Democrat internal polling shows Republicans at 358 on the electoral college electoral board there. You need 270 to win. Democrats only have 180. Woo! And if you're looking at real clear politics betting average, you've got this red mark going higher and higher. From last October where it was tied to today, it is shooting up like a skyrocket, and the blue is dropping down as fast as you can imagine. Whew! Trump's up, I believe it's 54%, 54.3, and Biden's at 19. on this betting average for the president. My goodness, how the tides have turned so much. Folks, if you need more of this, andweknow.com is where you can find us, a great website for anyone that's looking for truth, hope, faith, and freedom. This particular website has many things for you to garner from. Contact us. You can send us your picture through the contact button. All of our social media on X, Facebook, Instagram, Telegram, and more, and our podcasts are on andweknow.com. You can sign up for our newsletter and so much more. And obviously, we've got many people that are grabbing our gear. Remember, we have the I'm Voting for a Convicted Felon this November shirts, and we also have this new one for many to go check out, available for pre-order. We have this new flag logo, which is our And We Know logo, with the man pictured as all of us holding up the stick, just like Moses, for freedom from slavery, right? And on that stick, we placed a United States flag. Many of you are jumping on board with that. You can get also many great things like accessories and hoodies and golf items and bags, t-shirts and tank tops and hats and so much more, folks, at shop.andweknow.com. Just go below this video, click on that link, or just go to andweknow.com. You'll find our links to the merchandise, and have a blast and grab yours today, and you will be amazed how many people walk up to you telling you that they watch this show. Here's more great pictures of patriots wearing our gear.
Evolved. We've changed. Byron and I are two congressmen from white majority districts that President Trump would have won by 20 plus points, and we both won overwhelmingly as black men. We are literally living Dr. Martin Luther King's dream. We're being judged not by the color of our skin, but by the content of our character.
Yes.
And so whenever we take this message to people, a lot of people, they're slack-jawed. They cannot believe it because they don't think that we exist. But we exist because we aren't really talking about race, we're talking about the country and what's important for everyone.
How about that? That's on the Sage Steele show. Over and over again, we're watching the black community continue to grow in support of President Trump, and that is huge. I spent years trying to share with my friends, especially in the Marine Corps, hey guys, you're being lied to. You don't know the real Democrat Party. And of course, we had rhinos at the time quite a bit. It was really a one-party system at the time, but just trying to get them to understand the lies that were played out, and it was so difficult. But we'd bring the facts and more, and there's nothing greater to help folks than to just even watch Joe Biden, who thought he was going to end Clarence Thomas. But 30 years later, Clarence Thomas is getting the last laugh. Check this out. Remember this?
Good morning, Judge. Welcome to the blinding lights. Finding out what you mean when you say that you would apply the natural law philosophy to the Constitution is, in my view, the single most important task of this committee.
Senator Biden was very focused on natural law. How did that go?
Who knows? I have no idea what he was talking about.
I just want to make sure we all know what we're talking about here, that you and I know at least what we're talking about here. There's a fervent and aggressive school of thought that wishes to see natural law further inform the Constitution than it does now, argued against by the positivist led by Judge Bork. Now, again, that may be lost on all the people. You know and I know what we're talking about.
I have to be perfectly honest with you. You sit there and you have no idea what they are talking about. All I know is that he was asking me these questions about natural law.
Someone may apply it in a way, like Moore, who leads him in a direction that is, quote, liberal. You may apply it in a way that leads you in a direction that's conservative. or you may, like many argue, not apply it at all. But it is a fundamental question that is going to be almost impossible for non-lawyers to grasp in an exchange. But you know, and I know, it is a big, big deal. And in conclusion,
one of the things you do in hearings is you have to sit there and look attentively at people you know have no idea what they're talking about.
And he has no idea what he's talking about. Oh, I get a little laugh out of this, but Biden did all he could to destroy Clarence Thomas. Many know that, and that's the real Joe right there. And according to President Trump, pointing to President Trump's head during speeches, he said many times, he's shot. Translate that the way you want it. I've given you that already. In other elections, Le Pen in France is mightier than Macron. Conservative national rally crushes Macron. Socialist in first round of French Revolution. Ultra Pepe Lives Matter said the first round of France's elections showing far right, right, dominating Macron. You know that the guy who is probably married to that dude in the dress, most people know that now. Her party received 33% of the vote. Another left-wing party received 27% of the vote. Macron received a pathetic 20%. Very interesting to see a three-party fiesta here, which is what is likely going to happen in America's election with Robert Kennedy. It seems like a third party might be totally sabotaging Macron. I wouldn't be surprised in the least if Kennedy stole any hope Biden has in relatively close election. But even more telling, the left has begun to peacefully protest in France after it's becoming clear their loss is imminent. I think we can expect a similar happening here in America. Something out of the ordinary is happening. Check this out. This peaceful protest in France. So thousands of Muslims and communists are protesting democracy late into the night because they don't have anything to do in the morning. There's no work. They probably get a lot of free paychecks thrown their way. And maybe they were all paid to show up for this protest. You know how these elites throw their money around and have these people show up. Who knows? But what we do know is these folks are probably panicking. They're probably not even legal immigrants or legal citizens of France. They're probably illegal immigrants. And, of course, they're going to do all they can to destroy that country. They can't stand that they're losing. And so this popped up into 4 years ago as a reminder. This video was put together and just wanted to play this as we move on.
It truly matters is not which party controls our government, but whether our government is controlled by the people. For too long, a small group in our nation's capital has reaped the rewards of government while the people have borne the cost. The establishment protected itself, but not the citizens of our country. That all changes, starting right here and right now.
Go right out the window.
Absolutely amazing. Those get me pumped up. We need those every now and then. Of course, also just another reminder, this from the congressman there, Wesley Hunt. Hunt reveals jaw-dropping Trump story in a tense meeting with Taliban leaders. Check this out.
I'm going to give you my favorite President Trump story. This is my number one favorite of all time. When we were negotiating with the Taliban while President Trump was still the president, President Trump wanted to get out of Afghanistan, but he wanted a conditions-based withdrawal, meaning that you do what we tell you to do, and then we will start pulling troops back slowly as long as you abide by our rules. It's President Trump and Mike Pompeo, and they are talking to Taliban leadership in the room, and they had one translator in the room. President Trump looked at the Taliban leader and said this: I want to leave Afghanistan, but it's going to be a conditions-based withdrawal. And translator translated. And he said, if you harm a hair on a single American, I'm going to kill you. And the translator goes, and Trump goes, tell him what I said. Reached in his pocket, pulled out a satellite photo of the leader of the Taliban's home and handed it to him.
Shut up.
Got up and walked out the room.
How about that? They love him. And that story is going to resonate with so many. And I tell you, when we get back to President Trump and some of the comms, Stormy Joe caught this and many others, just to show you real quick. Remember, September 18th, track sentencing delayed to September 18th. Remember, the sentencing was just delayed to September 18th. What's interesting is, if you go to September, we have equal justice under the law as written, transparency, disclosure, and accountability. Justice is the only way forward. Future of our republic is at stake. Watergate times 1,000, September 14th through the 18th, 21 through 25, track and follow events. Remember Trump's sentencing in New York hush money case delayed after SCOTUS immunity ruling. It's delayed till September the 18th. And there we are with the document signed July 2nd. How about that? September 21 through 25, we're running red, track and follow events. We need to track and follow these events as they continue to move forward for all of us. In the world of bringing out the truth, especially when it comes to other countries like Australia, remember Tucker was there recently. Here's another clip just to let you know how he's dispersing information to all of them, and they're excited there in Aussie world.
Asking like dumb questions, like you have, you know, the world's largest deposits of iron ore from which steel is made. I said, well, how many steel mills? Well, none. Why? Because energy's too expensive. I said, well, too bad you don't have any thermal coal here. Oh, wait, you have the world's largest deposits of thermal coal in the world? So why do you have such high energy costs? Well, because we sell our coal to China, which uses it to make renewables, which we then buy back. Okay. Whoever thought of that hates you. I'm just being honest. That's not an accounting error. That was not a mistake made in good faith. It's not like the accountants over at Parliament House or whatever they call it. They're like, look at the books one day and be like, you know, all those estimates we had about wind farms, it actually doesn't add up. That we sell our country's resources to a faraway country to make something that doesn't work and then pay extra for it. Like, they knew that wasn't going to work when they did it, obviously, because that's insane. It's prima facie insane. The fact that you have high energy costs is reason enough to get rid of the people who run in your country.
About that, he can step in to another country, drop truth bombs. Of course, anybody that tries to do that in that country, they'll be taken in. But he's getting by with it. And many folks are having to wake up to all of this. Liz Wheeler, send us a reminder. Your grandma died alone in the hospital. Your husband was fired over a mandate. Your teenage son has heart problems. You lost your business. You weren't allowed to go to church. Your two-year-old was forced to wear a mask. But you want to forget the whole thing. There's a reason that we're not going to forget what they did to us and the lies played out with the mRNA injection, not a vaccine, the injection that has caused much pain and hurt for many of us. Well, President Trump isn't having any of it, and he gave an announcement if he enters office, what's going to happen to Big Pharma.
In recent decades, there has been an unexplained and alarming growth in the prevalence of chronic illnesses and health problems, especially in children. We've seen a stunning rise in autism, autoimmune disorders, obesity, infertility, serious allergies, and respiratory challenges. It's time to ask, what is going on? Is it the food that they eat, the environment that we live in, the overprescription of certain medications? Is it the toxins and chemicals that are present in our homes? Every year we spend hundreds of billions of dollars to treat these chronic problems rather than looking at what is causing them in the first place. Too often our public health establishment is too close to Big Pharma. They make a lot of money, Big Pharma. Big corporations and other special interests, and does not want to ask the tough questions about what is happening to our children's health. If Big Pharma defrauds American patients and taxpayers or puts profits above people, they must be investigated and held accountable. When I'm back in the White House, I will establish a special presidential commission of independent minds who are not bought and paid for by Big Pharma, and I will charge them with investigating what is causing the decades-long increase in chronic illnesses. I understand Big Pharma, I believe, better than anybody else. I know where they're coming from. And then I will ask them to publish recommendations for how every American child can have a safe and healthy childhood. This is a conversation that is long overdue, and it's a conversation that American families deserve. American families must have this conversation, and they must have a leader, a president, who can do something about this problem. And I will do that. Thank you.
How about that, huh? He will do that, and he will take care of it. And so many more have asked questions in that area. Many are, of course, still not awake to what they've done to many on this earth. And we continue to pray for those who have been affected in this way and are waking up to just the crimes that were committed overall. Well, Pfizer, now companies are getting sued. First, it was Pfizer. Other companies are getting sued for pushing the deadly COVID jabs.
Well, a former insurance employee was awarded nearly $700,000 after refusing the COVID-19 vaccine mandate. We have a lot to uncover here on Beyond the Headlines, only on Vigilant News. This segment is sponsored by my Patreon 2021 Scamdemic, which we're still reaping the consequences from today. But it looks like some justice might finally be coming into play, as the Daily Caller reports that a former insurance employee was awarded nearly $700,000 after refusing the COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Let's get into it.
And so anyway, that's playing out for all of us to see. Many are aware of the dangers, how this equals more pain for many, and the people are taking matters into their own hands. And I tell you what, it's amazing. And so no matter what Joe Biden promised in the debate, ask yourself these things. Another commercial from President Trump.
No matter what Joe Biden promised in the debate, ask yourself, are you financially better off since he became president? Are you and your family safer since he became president? Is our country more secure since he became president? After 4 years of failure under Joe Biden, it's time to make America prosperous and strong again. Donald Trump for president again.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
How about that? All of this, again, reminds us of the money I have discussed in the video Monday that we released this video Sunday from Dr. Kirk Elliott. We did not get that out until Tuesday evening, and I apologize. We realized some folks were traveling. We had some miscommunication, so we got it up for you now. We discuss all of the money issues that are playing out for many of us across this earth, and we've learned so much from Dr. Kirk Elliott. Article 1, Section 10 in our Constitution equals gold and silver as money. tell you what, this discussion about our future and about how important it is to have gold and silver in our daily lives plays out, and we've been continuing to show you this, and you can actually have a conversation with Dr. Kirk Elliott at nmweknow.com/gold and discuss these issues when it comes to precious metals.
They sold them off to actually help mitigate the unrealized losses in their portfolio. By the same token, they're actually trying to boost the value of the yen because the yen is like at 40-year lows.
Right.
And so you look at a chart of it, and it's gone up a blip over the last week. I mean, nothing really to speak of, but it stopped the bleeding. But what was the cost to stop the bleeding? But a lot of times there's a big, massive cost to stop something. Well, this time they had to get rid of $10 billion worth of gold, and they had to get rid of $63 billion worth of U.S. and European treasuries. They're getting rid of their portfolio just to keep the yen from absolute free fall. So I look at that and it's like, well, Japan is such an export rich country.
Right.
I mean, they export Hondas and Toyotas and Sonys and all of that stuff. Right. So in a real world economics position, a weak yen would make their goods cheaper all over the world.
That's right.
It's like, so they would want a weak yen, but a weak yen means they have no capital inflow coming in because nobody wants to invest in a weak currency. They'd rather invest in a strong currency. So here's the trade-off. What are they going to do? Are they going to keep the yen weak so they can actually increase their exports? Or are they going to try to boost the yen to get more foreign capital inflow coming in?
And so it's amazing as he discusses the impact of other countries around the earth and how it, you know, plays out for the U.S. dollar. I tell you, you don't want to miss that. Check out that video. It's there for you all to endure. And so here we go with this video playing out. Three men reportedly from Venezuela posed as Amazon delivery drivers. They forced their way into a home in Aurora, Colorado. Then they robbed the home and the residence. And so just beware of what's happening in your communities when somebody comes up to your door and knocks. Watch out for this these folks that are coming across the state lines and causing our country many issues. And that's why at the end of each of these videos, when I pray, I ask our Heavenly Father for protection of our family in our homes. And my hope and prayer is that as we pray this, many of you out there praying together will realize that hopefully through our prayers we can see, just like it is in Scripture, a hedge of protection of mighty angels around our homes to keep these folks from even walking up to our door. Pretty dangerous. I mean, here's a map of illegal migrants captured over the past 2 weeks. Jocelyn Joanna Toakiza's alleged killer in Syracuse. 15-year-old girl's alleged rapist in Albany, New York. New York City had a 13-year-old girl's alleged rape. 12-year-old girl in Houston killed. Two Chick-fil-A workers in Irving, Texas. Gone. Rachel Morin's alleged rapist and killer in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And then you had one in Indiana, 14-year-old girl kidnapped. I mean, day in and day out, we've been exposed to so much. These folks that continue to bow down at the altar of demonic beings would be an understatement nowadays. Will Smith went out and he said, "Oh, I'm singing a new gospel song at the BET Awards." And as I play this out, I want you to notice, as he's surrounded by a ring of fire as if he's in hell with demons. And listen to the words as we close out. These folks are worshiping at the feet of demonic beings, and they're pushing this out to thousands and millions of eyes. and it shows you the spiritual battle that we're under. They're doing all they can to take over this country and many other countries of this earth. We know that Satan has an agenda to destroy each and every one of us and our families and so much more. Watch this.
He had a little something to say, and it sounds a lot like this.
Enjoy. The harder you fall, the higher you soar. God opens a window when the devil closes a door.
God opens a window when the devil closes a door? Really?
Believe me, they tried to bleed Will Smith in the rear view. I see adversity was the gift to lift me higher. Gifts require faith. So dry your eyes and then you'll find a way.
So,
confused. Interesting. Why would they celebrate and sing in the pit of hell and then claim that Satan closes doors and God opens, as if Satan has some type of ability to make it where God can't do anything until Satan does something first? It kind of reminded me, as we come to a close today, of all that we're going through, of the story of Noah and Noah's Ark. Had a Bible study I do once a week with men one-on-one. And we happen to go through the book of Genesis. I always start with Genesis chapter 1, go through the scriptures verse by verse. We don't jump around unless there's some context in this. Of course, the 40 days and 40 nights of rain that caused the flood. Of course, the calling out of Noah and his family, where God says, "Come into the ark, you and all your household, because I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation." He didn't say, "Hey, go into that ark." He said, "Come into the ark. Come, remember all of you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest," said Christ, our Savior. Our God invites us in. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock," right? "Anyone who answers, I enter and sup with him." Well, as you continue to go through this story, we know that they entered the ark. We know that the animals entered the ark. But I wanted to show you that as they entered the ark, and it was all done and they were ready to have the flood, that in this whole area, all the way through, Jesus Christ is represented in the ark. We go into the ark away from the world and the worldly things. And who shuts the door once we go into the ark? God shut the door. Not Satan. God shut the door. And once that door is shut, nobody else could enter the ark. So all the living things were destroyed on the outside of the ark. And that ark, made of wood, the same wood that Jesus Christ died on, it was covered with a specific type of substance that you would seal the ark with so that it would actually prevent it from sinking into the water. That same word that was used to seal up the ark is like the same word, Holy Spirit. Once we have entered into rest with our Savior, he then seals us with the Holy Spirit. We are dying with Christ like he died on the cross, and we then leave our old things behind, our old life, and we enter into this new life. And so as Noah, again, entered this ark, everything that happened leading up to this particular event, the one thing that really is interesting to me is that God is the one that closed the door. Folks, we have entered into a time where many are falling for the traps of this world. Many are constantly running after things to satisfy them through the industry of music and through Hollywood and so much more. And I believe now we're entering a time where our Heavenly Father continues to cry out, "Hey, come. All of you who come, bring your sins, I will forgive you. All of your burdens, I will bring them, make them light, and I will give you rest." Noah's name means comfort and rest. And so, as we continue this journey and we watch the meltdown of all of these beings that call for death, that are attacking President Trump, attacking those who support him, that support freedom and more, we have to remember that our hope is not in these people. It's not in President Trump, the MAGA king, right? Our hope is in our Savior. Our hope is in our Heavenly Father. And we know in the end that God wins. And we know everything that's happening works out for good to those who love the Lord. And that's why we have this channel as a reminder. We all have specific gifts that we can use to get out there and share the truth. Yes, of the gospel and also the truth of evil. Evil needs to be exposed. The scriptures tell us to expose evil. And at the same time, we provide the word of God and prayer for those that need comfort and rest.
"For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad."
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for your continued blessing over our lives. Thank you for watching over us, for protecting us through these strange times that we live in today. We're watching the enemy unfold all of their plans to destroy us, and we continue to just be thankful that we belong to you. We look forward to the day that we enter into your rest, and we look forward to the many mansions that you say that you're preparing for us in heaven. But for now, we know that we have a job to do with the gift of the Holy Spirit that you provided us, and many things that we have been prepared for. You have given us the ability to move forward, and we ask that you continue to guide us and direct us in the way that we should go. Thank you for always protecting those on the front lines that are making all of this happen for our nation and all nations across this earth. We do seek your continued protection over our families and our lives day after day. And we ask all this in the name of our Savior, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in today. Thank you for your support and your love and your prayers. It's been absolutely amazing. We ask if you would actually hit the follow button and the share button, that we'd really, really appreciate that. And we definitely covet your prayers as we move forward. We've got so much going on and so many plans that are being made. And of course, we're looking forward to our meeting so many folks next month also. We've got other events that we're planning for next year. And you guys stay tuned for that. We're really, really excited about some of the things that are moving forward, and we just continue to pray that it is the right time and right thing each and every day. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Am We Know, signing out.
"Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.